Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for presenting Article 6 of the proposed chair. However, I just want to start by saying that, I mean, we feel it's a bit too confusing to have two documents to work on. And we believe that the basis, and I mean, obviously, as you also explained, that the basis is the third revised draft, but I think we should keep on building. And the fact that we only meet 1 week, I mean, less than a week every year, is, I don't think it's going to help us to move forward with this process. And I think we all here, regardless of our different views and opinions on this, we agree that we need to move forward. And I think it's really crucial at this point to start having intersessional sessions to be able to have transparent discussion and dialogue and be able to reach a compromise and an outcome that will help us adopt a legally binding instrument. I'm saying this because on the third revised draft and all the proposals made by states, we stand by the proposals that we've made last year on Article 6 with all its paragraphs and sub-paragraphs. We don't have still clear guidance on what could we support from the proposals that made by other states, because as I said, we didn't have the space to have discussions in between and throughout the year to be able to see where we could, what we could support and not support, and have a discussion amongst us as states. However, there is something that I would like to add in 6.3A, just a small addition. After actual or potential, to add environmental. And sorry, just a minute. Yeah, so actual or potential environmental and or human rights, and then it continues. And then at the end of subparagraph A, to add including those that infringe upon workers' rights. Thank you.